Welcome back. Today we're doing something that can save a lot of frustration later. Choosing the tool that fits the job instead of assuming there is one correct way to use GitHub.
I like that framing because people can feel behind before they even start. One person is in a browser, someone else is in VS Code, someone else is using a terminal, and it can sound like they are all in different workshops.
They are using different doors into the same work. The workshop supports multiple tool paths because real teams do that too. A chapter might say, open the file, and your job is to know whether that means the GitHub website, GitHub Dev, VS Code, GitHub Desktop, or the GitHub CLI for you.
So we are not choosing a tool forever. We are learning what each one is good at, what it cannot do, and how it feels with a screen reader or low vision setup.
There are five environments in this tour. GitHub.com is the website in your browser. GitHub Dev is a browser-based editor that feels like VS Code. VS Code is the full desktop editor. GitHub Desktop is a graphical Git app, and GitHub CLI is a command line tool called GH.
Do learners need to install all of them?
No, most people start with GitHub.com on day one because it needs no installation and it is where issues, pull requests, repository pages, and reviews already live. Many learners add VS Code on day two when they need a full workspace for editing, running commands, and working across files.
And the other tools are not extra credit tools. They are alternate routes if they match the way you work.
Exactly. Later lessons use tool cards, which are expandable notes that show the same task in different tools. That way you can follow the path that fits your access needs, your comfort level, and the task in front of you.
Let's start with the browser because that is the foundation for day one.
GitHub.com is the GitHub website. If you can sign in at GitHub.com, you can browse repositories, open files, create and comment on issues, review pull requests, merge when you have permission, manage labels and project boards, and edit a single file with the built-in web editor.
But it is not a full development environment.
Right, you cannot run code locally there, you do not get a full editor with desktop extensions, and you cannot work offline. It is excellent for collaboration and repository navigation, but limited for deeper coding work.
How does it feel with a screen reader?
GitHub.com has strong screen reader support. Pages use landmarks, headings are generally consistent, and many actions have keyboard shortcuts. You can jump to main content or search with S, use slash for search in many places, move by headings with H, and move by landmarks with D in browse mode. In a repository, G then I can take you to issues.
And for low vision users, the theme controls matter a lot.
They do. In appearance settings, you can choose light, dark, light, high contrast, dark, high contrast, or sync with your operating system. GitHub also responds well to browser zoom, and the layout usually adapts up to high zoom levels. The learning cards also remind people to enable link underlines in accessibility settings, so links are not identified by color alone.
GitHub Dev feels like the bridge tool to me. It is still in the browser, but it is more editor-like.
That is a good way to put it. GitHub Dev runs a VS Code style editor in your browser with a file explorer, tabs, diffs, staging, and commits. You can open it from a repository by pressing the period key or by changing GitHub.com to GitHub Dev in the address bar.
So if I am viewing a file on GitHub and I press period, I move into that editor experience.
Yes, it is especially useful when a change touches more than one file or when you want a clearer editing workspace without installing anything. You can edit files, review the differences, and commit to a branch.
What should people not expect from it?
It does not run your program, build your project, or execute normal terminal commands. Some browser-compatible VS Code extensions work, but anything that needs a local runtime may not. And like GitHub.com, it is not an offline tool.
Any screen reader notes there?
Because GitHub Dev is VS Code in the browser, the command palette is a central control point. Use Control plus Shift plus P on Windows or Linux and CMD plus Shift plus P on Mac OS. Some screen readers may need focus mode or application mode in the editor area. If keys are not reaching the editor, press Escape, then try the command palette again.
Then there is full VS Code on the desktop.
VS Code is the workshop's main full workspace for day two and beyond. It does require installation, along with Git for local version control. Once set up, it gives you editing, extensions, an integrated terminal, Git tools, debugging, and GitHub Copilot features in one place.
This is where you can actually run commands and test code on your own machine.
Exactly. You can stage, commit, push, and pull through the source control panel, or use the terminal if you prefer commands. You can run scripts, use language tools, install extensions, and keep working offline, then sync when you are back online.
What does it not do by default?
Without extensions, VS Code does not give you the full GitHub issue and pull request workflow inside the editor. For that, you usually add the GitHub pull request extension. You can still use Git from VS Code without it, but issues and pull request review may send you back to the website.
And accessibility-wise, VS Code has its own learning curve.
It does, but it also has good keyboard support and screen reader features. The command palette is useful here too, because it lets you search for commands instead of hunting through menus. Low vision users can adjust themes, zoom, font size, and high contrast settings. The VS Code reference appendix is there for deeper setup help when learners are ready.
Where does GitHub Desktop fit? I sometimes hear people assume it is only for beginners, but that seems unfair.
It is a real tool, and it can be a good fit. GitHub Desktop is a desktop Git client with a visual interface for cloning repositories, creating branches, seeing changed files, writing commits, pushing, pulling, and syncing with GitHub.
So it helps with Git without requiring people to type Git commands.
Yes, that can reduce stress when the goal is to understand branches, commits, and sync status. It is also nice for reviewing a set of changed files before committing.
But it is not a code editor, right?
Right, you usually pair it with an editor such as VS Code. It also does not run your project, and it is not the best choice for automation or scripted workflows. For issues, pull requests, settings, and deeper review, you may still move back to GitHub.com.
How should screen reader users approach it?
Try it with your own screen reader before relying on it for a time task. Some people like the clear commit workflow, while others find the browser or terminal more predictable. If it matches your access setup, it can be a comfortable middle ground.
Now for the terminal people, the GitHub CLI.
The GitHub CLI is a command line tool called GH. It lets you interact with GitHub from a terminal, so you can create issues, view pull requests, check repository information, authenticate, and automate repeated tasks.
That sounds powerful, but also a little unforgiving.
It can be, which is why the learning path should start small. Install the tool, sign in with GH auth login, use GH help, and try one safe read-only command before changing anything. The goal is to build trust in what each command does.
What can it not do for you?
It does not replace a code editor. You still need something to edit files, and you still need Git itself for many local repository operations. The CLI is strongest when you want speed, scripting, repeatable commands, or a terminal-first workflow.
And for screen reader users, terminals can actually be appealing.
Yes, because command output can be linear and predictable, but precision matters. A missing flag or a wrong repository can change the result, so it helps to read command output carefully and use help text often. The CLI learning cards point learners toward small commands, authentication, and pull request workflows instead of trying to memorize everything.
If someone is deciding where to start, what is the plain recommendation?
Start day one in GitHub.com. The learning room repository is provisioned for each learner and the early contribution workflow happens there. Issue, branch, commit, pull request, and merge. The browser keeps everyone close to the collaboration pieces.
Then day two is when VS Code becomes more important.
Yes, when you need a full editing workspace, a terminal, extensions, Copilot, or local testing, VS Code is the recommended main path. GitHub Dev is helpful when you want a quick editor without installation. GitHub Desktop is helpful when you want a visual Git workflow. The CLI is helpful when the terminal is comfortable or automation is part of the work.
So switching tools is normal, not a sign that you chose wrong.
Absolutely. You might open an issue in the browser, edit three files in GitHub Dev, test locally in VS Code, commit through GitHub Desktop, and check a pull request with the CLI. The best tool is the one that lets you understand the task, make the change, and verify what happened.
I like ending with something small. What is the first confidence exercise?
Pick any repository you can safely explore, ideally your learning room repository once it is available. Find the README file, open it, and identify how you would make a small edit in each tool you are trying. You do not have to commit a real change in every tool. The exercise is about knowing where the file lives and how editing would begin.
In GitHub.com, that means opening the README on the website and finding the edit control, usually the pencil icon when you have permission.
Yes, in GitHub Dev, press period from the repository page or change the URL, then find the README in the Explorer. In VS Code, open the cloned repository folder and find the README in the File Explorer. If VS Code is not set up yet, skip that route for now.
In GitHub Desktop, you would clone or open the repository, then use its option to open the files in your external editor.
And in the CLI, you might use GH Repo View to confirm the repository, then use normal Git and your editor for file changes. Success looks simple. You can say which tool you used, where the repository was, where the README was, and what you would do before committing a change.
And if someone gets stuck, what should they check before assuming they broke something?
Check the basics in order. Which tool am I in? Which repository am I looking at? Which branch is active? Which file is open? And have I actually saved the change? Then look for the matching appendix or official documentation for that tool. VS Code setup, GitHub Desktop, the GitHub CLI manual, and the GitHub Accessibility Lab CLI guide are all useful references.
And when asking for help, include the tool and the exact point where things stop making sense.
Yes, I am in GitHub Dev on my Learning Room repository trying to open the README, and the period key did not open the editor is much easier to help with than GitHub does not work. Clear context helps someone reproduce the problem or suggest a different path.
That is a reassuring place to land. You do not have to become a browser expert, editor expert, desktop app expert, and terminal expert all at once. You just need enough orientation to choose the route that supports the work you are doing today.